head hurt at the thought. What if nothing came? What if something did? I'll try.
You'll do better than try,
Darth Kratos told her with chilling finality.
In 10 standard hours, I expect to be standing before the Dark Council with you beside me. If you let me down, both of us will suffer.
Chapter 3. On a good day, Ula Vee didn't talk to anyone. He just listened. That was what he was good at. In his time off, he would sit in his quarters and replay the week's recordings, scanning whole conversations for anything important. Important things were happening all the time on Coruscant, of course, but isolating items of greatest significance was a critical part of his job, and he liked to think that he was very good at it. Ula was an imperial informer in the Republic Senate. He bore that responsibility with pride. On a bad day, he was thrust out of the shadows and into the light. The trouble with playing a part was that sometimes Ula had to actually play it. As a senior assistant to Supreme Commander Stantors, Ula was often called upon to take notes, conduct research, and offer advice. All of this placed him in a unique position to assist the Empire in its mission to retake the galaxy. But at the same time, he was forced to perform 2 demanding jobs at once. On bad days, his head ached so much that it felt like it would crack open, spilling all his secrets out onto the floor. The day he heard about the Cinzia was a very bad day indeed. The Supreme Commander had had a busy morning. Countless visitors, endless supplicants, the eternal buzzing of his comlink. Ula didn't know how he stood it. Then came the request from Grandmaster Satil Shan for an audience, throwing the Supreme Commander's schedule completely out of whack.
Can't you put her off?
Stantors asked his secretary with a look that signaled annoyance. The longer Ula occupied his role, the better he was getting at understanding the expressions of aliens, even noseless moon-faced Duros like this one.
She was here only an hour ago.
She says it's important.
All right, send her in.
Ula had never formally met the Jedi Grandmaster before. He regarded the Jedi with suspicion and dislike, and not just because they were the Emperor's enemy. She strode into the palatial office and offered the Supreme Commander a bow of respect. With a finely boned face and gray-streaked hair, she was not a tall woman, but the position she occupied in the Republic hierarchy was considerable. Stantor stood and offered a nod that seemed much slighter in comparison with hers. Like Ula, he didn't approve of Jedi, but his reasons had nothing to do with philosophy. Many in the Republic placed the blame for the Empire's ascendance firmly on the Jedi Council's collective shoulders. The Treaty of Coruscant had wrenched the galactic capital out of the Emperor's control once more, but only at great cost to the Republic and its allies, and a terrible loss of face. The Council's retreat to Tython hadn't helped.
How can I help you, Master Shan?
He asked in gruff basic.
I've received a report from my Padawan of a possible bounty hunter loose in the old district, she said in measured tones. Running riot among the criminal classes, apparently.
That's a minor issue. Why bring it to me?
Your brief is restoring security on Coruscant. Furthermore, the bounty hunter is a Mandalorian.